Hi, my name's Darren Locke, and this is another one of my very occasional podcasts. If you're a regular subscriber to my podcast feed, you've been probably getting a lot of video at the moment. That's because I've been busy improvising in front of my little webcam and putting the MP4 files on the feed. Hopefully this hasn't pissed too many of you off. But you know, I thought it'd be good to show off that side of my performance. Anyway, back to business. There is a reason for this podcast. Oh yes, this is the first time I've ever tried to really self-promote myself, because I'm using this podcast as a giant advert for my latest release. Oh yes, I can hear you clenching yourself with joy at the thought of more music inflicted on the general public. But yes, the last 3 years I've been beavering away in Studio Lock trying to get some tunes together. Now, I'm not like regular people who slave over one CD and put out their magnus opus. No, I believe in flooding the market with as much music as possible, and that's why I tend to release 4 CD box sets at a time. And the latest 4 CD box set is called God Pays Debts Without Money, and it's a corker. It's much better than the last one, but then I've got to say that. The good thing about the new set is it's 4 CDs, and each CD is meant to be different from the last. Like the first CD, for example, is 18 tracks that were recorded between 2003 and 2006. There's nothing linking them, they're just tunes. They're just tunes to be listened to and discarded appropriately. The second disc is more of a long instrumental, with all the pieces merging into each other. So, you know, it's meant to be listened to as a whole, and it's a lot shorter. Again, there's 18 tracks, but the CD comes in at about 40 minutes, so it's something that you can put on and enjoy in one sitting, and I really like that one. The third disc is something a bit different for me. I get to exercise my vocal cords. I know it's hard to believe, but sometimes I like to sing, and I don't have to be in the bath to do that. Over the years, I've doodled various little singing songs, but never really felt comfortable with them. But I thought, well, what the hell, let's do the third disc of singing songs, and I've done that. You've got 12 fantastic tracks featuring the vocals of Darren Locke, and hopefully they won't scare too many of you away. The fourth CD in the collection is where I go all experimental and weird. It's me doing live looped improvisations, a bit like what you hear at the moment. Each track was performed as live, no overdubs, using looping technology, and, well, it's experimental. The fourth disc is not meant to be an exercise in melody and tunes that you can whistle, but more laid back, reflective, almost white man soul music, and I mean a middle class white man at that. So anyway, this is meant to promote the 4 CD box set. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a couple of the tracks from each of the discs to give you a little flavour of what you can expect, and then if you can make it to the end of this podcast, I'll give you the URL where you can buy a copy of this fantastic work. And there goes the telephone. And I'm going to leave this in to prove that I'm recording this as live. Well, that was the telephone, and that's been answered. And back to the podcast. Now, the first track I'm going to play is from the first disc, which is called A Pocket Full of Stars. And this first track is called Faster, Faster, Kill, Kill, Kill. And basically it's just me showing off. I don't do too many tracks like this because my fingers don't go that fast, but when I recorded it, I thought, well, you know, I'll keep this one in because it's a real guitar rock god fretboard epic. So I hope you'll enjoy it, and I hope you'll appreciate the nod to the late great Russ Meyer too. This is Faster, Faster, Kill, Kill, Kill. It's not particularly typical of the kind of music that I do, but sometimes it's good to blow the dust from your fingertips and attack the neck of the guitar. Now, the next track is completely different. There are no wonderful guitar histrionics involved. It's just two acoustic guitars, a bass guitar, and an electric lead at the end. Now, the original idea for this track came out of a drum loop that I found on a website somewhere. Can't remember where exactly, but I recorded the track around this drum loop as a bit of fun. And then when I came to put the box set together, I thought, well, I actually quite like that song. But of course, I couldn't use it in the form that it was in because I didn't have permission to use the drum track. So I re-recorded the drums myself. That's a really clever way of getting around copyright. So anyway, this track is called Thingamajig, and it's a jolly little number. And yes, you are invited to roll up your trouser legs and dance around the room in the manner of an Irish leprechaun. This is Thingamajig. Enjoy. Thingamajig, and I think you'll agree it is a rather jolly little number, and hopefully you're beginning to see that I try and cover a multitude of different styles. Sometimes it can be instrumental rock, in that case a jig, well, I think it was a jig, and sometimes electronica. Now the next song is it, well, I'm not sure what this is. I was messing around on my keyboard, found a few good presets, and came up with two tracks that were dancey in an outlook, you know, something you could shake your booty at. And so I thought, oh, this sounds quite good. And originally they were meant to be all electronic, no guitars. But then, of course, the guitars get involved. And then I had two tracks that were kind of related. One of them was called Ball of Chalk, the other Frog and Toad. And I glued them together using magic musical glue to create the abomination. An abomination that you can dance to. And this is it. It's called Ball of Chalk or Frog and Toad. It's up to you. You can call it what you like. And it sounds something like this. you'll agree that was pretty stirring stuff. I hope you didn't wear yourself out dancing around to that one too much. The final track that I'm going to play off the first disc is, again, something completely different. We're going to slow it down a bit, have a change of tone. And this next piece is called Setting Sun. It's me noodling away at the piano, or using a piano pad, to create a live instrumental. I think you'll like it. It was originally meant to be like the final track on the CD, but it got supplanted by the title track. But yeah, it's called Setting Sun, and it sounds something like this. Well, that was pretty peaceful and calming stuff, wasn't it? And it still surprises me when I hear that back, that it was done in one take, using my Korg keyboard one night. It just happened, and that's when little bits of musical magic appear and you don't know where they've come from. You don't know where it's going to go, and when you play it back you think, hey, I found something there. And that was the same with that piece. It came from nowhere one night, and I was just lucky enough to press record and capture it, and that was Setting Sun. Now we move on to the second disc in the collection. The other thing about the second disc is it's meant to be a more cohesive collection of songs, i.e. it's meant to be a suite of music, you know, merging in and out of each other. Very pretentious and very progressive, but it's meant to be a musical journey from A to B. And the title of the disc is Tempest. And I used the famous play by old Bill Shakespeare as a naming convention, because sometimes it's difficult to come up with names for these songs. So it's not based on the Tempest. I just used names and phrases from the play, you know, to give my songs titles. But you do get a sense of the sea and wind and storms and something tropical, an animal. So when the idea of calling it Tempest struck me, it seemed to fit quite well with what I was hearing through the headphones. But I can't really play you songs from it because they're only short pieces. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a block of songs from the Tempest CD. I'm going to play you about 10 minutes to give you a flavour of it, and you'll get an idea of the kind of album it is. Again, it's meant to be enjoyed in one sitting. You sit down, you put it on, you listen to it, preferably on headphones, and you get transported somewhere. That is the aim of this disc. Very different from the first disc, which is, you know, a collection of songs. This is meant to be a musical journey. So without much further ado, this is an extract from the Tempest CD, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Well, that's the first 10 minutes of the second disc in the set called Tempest. And all my influences are there. I think you'll hear just in the first 10 minutes, there's a little bit of Eno. There's some Genesis in there. There's all sorts of stuff. A bit of Anthony Phillips. And I'm particularly proud of that disc. It's 40 minutes of solid instrumental music, and yeah, I'm particularly proud of it. It's worth getting the set just for that disc, I reckon. Here he comes with the hard sell again. Oh yeah, I'm trying to sell you something. Don't think this is a freebie. But anyway, yeah. That's the second disc out of the way. Now we're moving on to the third disc. Now the third disc, we're heading into scary territory now. It's cunningly entitled Six of One, Half a Dozen of the Other. And you get to hear the golden larynx of Darren Locke as I step up to the microphone and sing for my supper. Now, there's an old rule that guitarists do not make good singers. And if you think back, to all the great guitarists out there, I think with the exception of maybe, I don't know, George Harrison, something like that, they're not very good singers, are they? I'm not saying that I'm as good as those people, but, you know, guitarists should just stick to playing the guitars. But sometimes we step forward, we can't keep our collective gob shut, and disc three is a case of that. There are 11 songs on the record, 12 tracks in total. 6 of them are new, i.e. they were recorded specifically for this collection and were recorded in the last 6 months or so. And the other 6 tracks on there are older songs that date back to, I think the oldest one on there dates back to about 1992. Now the trick is, can you figure out which ones are the old songs and which ones are the new? That is the test. But again, I'm kind of pleased with the way it's gone. There's a lot of topics on it that have been covered. I'm not the best singer in the world, I'll be the first to admit, but you know, I'm particularly pleased with the way these have come out. Now the first one I'm going to play is a protest song. It is an impotent battle cry for the downtrodden, for the man on the street who's pushing against the system and wondering why we put up with all that stupidity. And we put up with it because that is the way it is and nothing's going to change it. Now, this was an old song. This originally came from 1999. I recorded a version of it then, and I went back, retrieved the original drum loop, redid the electric rhythm guitars and the bass. And the interesting thing is the guitar solo you hear in it is a throwback to 1999, so it's almost like listening to a time warp. Yes, from out the ether, an old guitar solo resurfaces and plays again. And the vocals were re-recorded afresh. So, yeah, I like this one. It's tough and it's angry. And it's me having a good old rant for the little man. And it's called That Is The Way It Is. Why should we tolerate the things we hate? Why don't we make the rules, not take the rules? What is this anxiety in our society? What do the ones with none always say? 'Cause that's the way it is, the way it is. Don't bother changing things, it's all too late.
just fit in? Why do we judge a man by his skin? Why do we value those who have the most? Why do we take the bait every day? 'Cause that's the way it is, the way it is. Don't bother changing things, it's all too late. 'Cause that's the way it is, the way it is. Just get in line and take your fate. 'Cause that's the way it is, the way it is.
Well, that song kind of dates me because, you know, when I was a young lad, those kind of angry three-chord songs were all the rage, and I guess it kind of invokes the spirit of 79 and all those angry sub-punk kids. And there is something quite powerful and raw with the old three-chord song. And if I had my time again, I'd love to have been in a punk band. I think, you know, it would have been right great to be an angry young man. Now I'm just a slightly pissed off, heading towards middle-aged man. So yeah, that is the way it is. And like I said, a bit of a protest song. The next one, I'm looking at my list, I'm trying to decide which one to put on next, because we've got a couple of corkers on there. Don't want to play all the good ones. The next one is a track called Over It Now. It's only a short piece, but it's quite a personal song. It's about things that have happened to me in my life. It's about wanting to be found, not wanting to be found. It's about wanting contact, not wanting contact. It's about understanding your place in this world and not understanding your place in this world. It's about wondering how people can be the way they are and completely not understanding those people, even though they're supposed to be your own flesh and blood. But anyway, getting a bit personal there, but this is a personal song, so it doesn't matter. It's called Over It Now, and it sounds like this. What happens if you go to ground? They come looking for you, but you don't want to be found. Things have changed, I don't want. I'm over it now, won't let my feelings show. I've been hurt, so hurt, and I'm tired of the same old, same old, same old pain. When I wanted you there, you were never around. Don't come looking for me, I don't want to be found. Thank you.
troubles. I'm lost, alone to face my fear. The same old situation goes round in my head like a bad conversation. I'm at my best when left alone, tongue-tied and word-blind, in desperation, just let me go. I told her how it was, and she gave me the strength to let go and forget the pain, and the time is a healer. Scars remain. I'm over it now. There's not much more to say. You're 20 years too late, so stay away.
Well, I think we'll have one more track from disc 3 of the set. Now, which one to go for? Now, that's the tricky one. I know. I'm going to go for the deliberately funny song. Now, I like funny songs. I like bands that tickle the old funny bone. I like it when a band injects a good dose of humour into their work. I like bands like the Bonzo Dog Band and the late great Vivian Stanchel, and that's where this next song comes from. It's a big healthy nod to, again, the late great Ian Dury, somebody who I grew up with, whose music I heard as a child on the radio, and because he talked a bit like me and put the old rhyming slang into his lyrics, his songs always resonate with me. And I guess this song is more of a tribute to Ian Dury than anything else, and it's called Mr. Straight, and it's meant to be funny. It's meant to put a smile on your face. And who is Mr. Straight? Am I Mr. Straight? Are you Mr. Straight? I think we all want to be Mr. Straight. I think Mr. Straight lives inside all of us. We've just got to find him and remember his mantra. There's only one way to perfection, and that's to lead a boring life. And if you're going to lead a boring life, you might as well kill yourself already, eh? Anyway, I'll hand you over to the man himself. This is Mr. Straight. Laughing is permitted.
My name is Mr. Straight, so how do you do? I'm just like you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I like a quiet life, my home, my dog, my wife, steak on the end of me knife, and of course the occasional beer. I like things just the way it is. No trouble ever comes my way, temptation never makes me straight. My name is Mr. Straight, and drugs I never take, mistakes I hate to make, but even I am fallible. I like a quiet life, a guitar, some tunes, no strife, a smiling joke with you, and of course the occasional beer. I like my life just the way it is. No subject for soap opera, reality TV. My name is Mr. Straight. Sometimes I stay up quite late. I don't believe in fate or any organised religion. I try and do what's right and never get into fights. I mind my P's and Q's and never ever act in mass. I like things just the way they are. Never learn to try and drive a car or try to blow someone else's brains out.
This is a guitar solo. It's
Mr. Straight, and I've never played away, stolen candy from a baby, or dressed up in women's clothing. I like to look at porn a little, love a bit of slap and tickle, never raised my hands in violence, or tried to pull the wings off flies, and I don't want anything else. Keep myself to myself. You can stuff your free love and diseases. My name is Mr. Straight, and I'm very, very late. It was nice to talk to you and share an occasional beer. Forget your Zen, Buddhism, charity or altruism. There's only one path to contentment. Lead a boring life.
So that was Mr. Straight. Okay, so you're not going to split your sides, but hopefully it might have put a little smile on your face. And yeah, it's meant to sound like that. It's meant to have that pub piano sound to it, you know, slightly off key. But yeah, accept it in the spirit it was given to you. Now, oh God, here we go. It's time for business. This is where I step forward with my cap in my hand and ask you for your money. Your money or your wife. I have this CD commercially available via the great CD Baby website. Now, the wonderful thing about CD Baby is it gives hopeless scroats like me a chance to inflict my musical mayhem on the innocent and unwary. The internet has been marvellous for people like me because it enables us to get our music out there. It certainly inspires me to continue making music because I do get good feedback from people who enjoy the stuff I do. If I could, I'd give it away, but I can't give it away. I have to have some money coming in to get it out there. It's just the economics of the way it is, you know. Need a little bit of money coming in so I can get it out there. Money in, get it out there. So, this is where I ask you to pick up that credit card and blow the dust from it and head over to the CD Baby website. Now, I'm going to try and read out the URL in a manner that is clear and concise and that you will all understand. I shall begin. You need to direct your browsers to www.cdbaby.com/cd/DarrenLock4. I repeat, you need to direct your browsers to www.cdbaby.com/cd/DarrenLock4. And if you've done that successfully, you will find the hosting page for my CD box set, God Pays Debts Without Money. At the moment, it is priced at the attractive price of $15. That's approximately about £9 in proper money. And for your £9 or $15, you get 4 CDs. 4 lovely CDs consisting of 59 tracks. Approximately 4 hours of new original music. And, well, I guarantee, you know, you get my personal guarantee that you will like at least one track off that record, because I use this scattergun approach. Out of 59 tracks, you've got to like at least one of them. So that's that. If you want more information about me, you can always head over to my own website, which is www.darrenlock.com, and I have a sort of blog set up there where I post little clips of myself and playing guitar and whinging about my neighbours and the weather and everything. You can see clips of me on YouTube now. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that, but if you do a search for Darren Locke on YouTube, you should find me somewhere. And MySpace and all those other ones. Soapbox, MSN, yeah, I'm on there too. You can't get away from me. Now, the final disc is going to play us out. I'm not going to play you two or three tracks, I'm just going to leave you with one track, because, like I said before, the final disc is made up of live improvised material using various looping devices. It's ambient and abstract, and it's not good listening material, you know, it's not rock and roll, but it serves its purpose in other ways. You can listen to it while soaking in the bath or hosting one of those middle-class dinner parties where expensive wines and exotic foods from Marks and Spencers might be served, and having this plonking away in the background will aid your digestion. Also on this disc, if you pop it into your PC or your Macintosh, there are a number of MP4 video files. I think there's about 7 files which you can play back, and you can see old Muggins here doing it for real, doing it for live. Oh yes, hot guitar action straight in your eyeballs from me to you with a big wet kiss. And that's that, really. So anyway, I'm now looking down at my list and trying to decide which one to play out with. I'm going to play out with a track called Still Crane Lake. Now, this is me using the piano patch on my keyboard, put through a looping pedal and improvising. And the idea is that you set up the looping pedal for a short period of time, about 30 seconds, and it will just keep repeating itself. And you add notes to the loop and build up a sonic portrait, if you will. How pretentious, Darren, how pretentious are you being? And this track was one of the first experiments I did with the piano through the looper, and it's called Still Crane Lake, and I really like it. I'm not sure anybody else will, because some of you may think it's boring or not complicated enough, but I think it's pretty evocative, and it sounds like this.